On homemaking. When I was 8, a young woman died alone in her apartment. And when I was 9 and 10 and every year after, several women a year, I'm sure, forever. I overheard these kinds of things on the news or else from a group of adults talking in tones of fear and regret, tones which I understood early in life and never wanted my name to be coded in. I don't want to live alone, I told my mom, hot tears running down my small freckled face. You won't, she answered, perplexed. You'll never have to. The building was old and clunky, a wide staircase leading to the porch that no one used, a small vestibuled entryway with brass mailboxes full of credit card offers and coupons, pizza menus. The day I moved in, it was 99 degrees, and a friend came to help. So did my parents. We sweat, all of us. Inside my apartment, whose walls I painted orange and mint and Grecian blue, there was a door that couldn't open, that presumably led to the basement. There was a spackled up window that seemed like an old pulley system connecting upstairs to downstairs, although the building was so changed by that point that I could not orient myself to its former turn of the century life. I could only gather bits of information I had read about the neighborhood, and these gigantic old houses split awkwardly into apartments. The bathroom, faded white to yellow, was dirty, no matter how much I scrubbed it. The place seemed haunted, mostly by my longing. To be single and live alone as a woman in your 30s means holding an entire space. This is something to be revered, though I don't think society knows it yet. The way I wake up with myself, remain faithful to small private rituals, witness my own depression, the paces of my life. Each day I appear to myself in the painted gold mirror I hang in my bedroom and do not turn away. I was 31 and had previously lived in cities where having roommates was always a financial necessity. I left New York many years earlier, partially after realizing I wasn't going to get into a relationship and couldn't take living with new roommates all the time, and couldn't take hearing the roommates I love falling in love through the apartment walls, thin as razors, and couldn't afford to have a one-bedroom apartment without having a two-income household. In Philadelphia, I dated, introduced people to my life, my apartment, my cat. I was messy. I've always been messy. One date joked how much they admired my way of cleaning up, piling everything into laundry baskets that sat on the floor, something they didn't know I only did when I might want the person coming over to fuck me. Another told me he liked the colors of my walls, asked, "Is this okay?" and then, "Is this okay?" as I raised my arms over my head so that he could take off my shirt. I once said an awkward goodbye to a date outside of the corner bar down the street from my apartment, thinking he wasn't interested in me. Back home, I sat on my dirt moss love seat and texted, teasing him about how he crossed his arms when I tried to hug him, a last-ditch effort to flirt. He texted back immediately. He didn't think I was interested in him. "Come over," I answered. "Bring beer."